Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so look at it. Chapter 7, verse 24, Matthew. Another setting of the foolish and the wise virgin is seen clearly here. After he gave all that parable, amen, of those who he said, depart from me, ye that walk iniquity, I knew you not. Then in verse 24, this is what he says there. Amen. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. Which saying is he referring to? Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, Matthew chapter 7. And doeth them. So, if anybody is wise here, won't you go back to Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, and see what he said, and try to line up yourself with that teaching? And doeth them. He said, I will liken him unto a wise man. Amen. Which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So what is that foundation? He is also presenting it. Amen. The foundation of our faith. Whatever you build on your knowledge of Christ, you are not to only hear it. We are not supposed to be only hearers of the word. We are supposed to be what? Doers of the word. James chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23. Can we read it? James chapter 1, verse 22 up to verse 25. James chapter 1. This is the way James put it. James chapter 1. But be ye doers of the word. So you hear now when we talk about iniquity, knowing the right thing to do, you refuse to do it. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, you are foolish. It's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholded himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. And verse 25, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's the word of God, and continue, the emphasis there, continue. Jesus Christ said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. You are not to be disciple, but indeed. Let's finish that verse. 25. Hallelujah. Continue daring. He said, he, be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Hallelujah. This man shall be blessed in his deeds. So go back to Matthew 25. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, verse 26. Let's continue that reading. He said, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And so even this place, let us know the two groups. What makes them foolish? A foolish man can achieve nothing permanent. One of the characteristics of a foolish person is that he is always weeping and gnashing because of irreparable foolish actions. That's why he will weep and gnash his teeth, because it is not repairable. It's not repairable. You won't weep and gnash your teeth when you know you have a second chance. There was no second chance. That's why he was weeping and gnashing of teeth. It's an everlasting regret. They were virgins, yes. That means they were sincere. Virginity there is about sincerity. In the light of that scripture. But they were sincerely wrong. They are there, locked up in the denominational walls. Walking sincerely, sincerely, sincerely. They walk in God's permissive will. So they think that God is with them. Not in His perfect will. They assume salvation. That's why they are foolish. Salvation, you are to ensure it, you are not to assume it. What is the use of carrying a lamp and you don't put oil in it? Of what use will it be? How long do you expect that to last? Oh, the denomination, see sincere people. Because they are taught with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Therefore, open your mouth. Oh, Jesus is Lord. I believe, I believe, I believe. And they sincerely they are confessing it and knew nothing beyond that. Sincerely wrong. They are taught that if they speak in tongue, it is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sincerely wrong. You speak in tongue as the evidence of the Holy Ghost. They are confused by the anointing that they see all around. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something that baffles me, and for the sake of your people that may be watching us, I will not point you out, but you are sitting there somewhere there. From Abuja. Pastor from Abuja. Amen. Pastor from a church in Abuja. Frustration, don't wire and wire and wire them. Because the system does not seem to fit in the kind of person he is. You know, in the denomination, if you have a grace that is noticeable by everybody, you know, you are a threat to the Jew. Eh? You become a target. If you have any grace, even if it's a preaching grace, healing grace, prophetic grace, that the church can notice you, you are already a threat. The next thing is to do everything to catch you. They send you somewhere to open church. Immediately that church is growing, they will post you to another place. So that you will not tear those people and go away with them. And that is what my brother was facing. And he was with me on Friday. And then I told him, I said, as you are talking to me, so he said he came for counseling. I said, you want sincere counseling? He said, make I tell you sincere counseling. I said, something is wrong with you. That denomination, I asked him, did God call you? He said, yes. Of course, evidence that God called you is that, I'm saying this because I am speaking deliverance now for all those true seed that have been caged. They will hear me through the broadcast. They will hear this tape. And somebody will find deliverance. That's why I'm saying it now. Nobody will have to talk to. Now them have to talk to because you're already delivered. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up.
But love.
Wait. Praise the Lord. Now look at it. God will call you. That's why I say some people, this foolishness, folly exists. God call you. The next thing God call you to do is, they are looking for some man of God to go and be under. That's what they do. Then they are there. And the man immediately will see a grace. And then, come. In fact, if you don't, if you see, he will say, look, you know, the Lord told me you should come. I will mentor you. Now, lie is looking for employees to further his kingdom.
Then you are there working. You will go and labor with the grace God gave you to serve Him. You will go. Watch it. They never send you with money to go anywhere. They will send you with thin weights. Scatter your head. Make you believe you are working for God. Then you will go. And labor. Build up the place. With all your effort. All the tithes. All the offering. You send it to headquarters. Can't you see that something is wrong with you, not them? It's you something is wrong with. You're a fool. It's foolishness. When God called you, did He send you to where you went? Now, are you saying, Pastor, well, you don't believe in mentorship? Is that mentorship? I am mentoring pastors all over the world. They are not sending tithes and offering to me. If it's anything at all, I am the one investing and sending money to them. I send money to them every month. I pay for their accommodation. I pay their children's school fees. After they were mentored here, they went to start their own ministry. But I am the one to help them. But in the denomination, they are bringing returns. Eh? Praise the Lord. They are bringing accounts. They are bringing. Christianity has been turned upside down. Then they pay you salary. Now, you that you are serving that man, where are you getting the approval of your ministry from? Is it from God or that man? Who do you want to say, well done, my son? Is it God or that man? Is that man? So are you serving God or that man? Who called you? God called you. Who are you serving? That man and his wife. You are a fool. And let me tell you the extent of your foolishness. To live is difficult. You want to live, it's difficult. Can you see the foolishness where the thing reach? Hallelujah. And you better live. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah. Jubilee. It's freedom in the far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining.
Let the ring,
the golden
bells for you and me.
Listen, church. That is what God sent this entire message to achieve. Come out of her. It's a system that should not cage you. You are the ones that will cry that day. You are the one that will weep and gnash your teeth. Why is it difficult to live? Well, due reference and respect to Pastor Westin. I was discussing with Pastor Westin some time ago, maybe last year or so. And I said that I see it. I don't know why it is difficult for people when they go to a church. Now they want to leave. It's so difficult for them to leave. I said, I left 4 churches. I said, and I didn't pray over it before I leave. I just go to the pastor. Pastor, I'm changing church. You'll not be seeing me here again. Hey, Premus, is what happened? I said, no, I said, you try. In fact, the first one, I stayed there for 5 years. I told him, I said, you have tried your best on me. My spiritual life is not growing. I think you have tried your best. I want to try another place. I didn't pray over what? Who is the captain of my salvation? That's why I say, I am speaking this. Am I not pastoring people? Eh? Hallelujah. Am I not pastoring people? One minister left here. he put in his post. He said, I have got to my freedom. I said, this one is the grace. Who hold you before? Did you try to go? And I said, you should not go. And it's even the one that I begged him. I said, you should go. You know, you don't belong here. You don't believe what we believe. You should go. Then he go finish. He want to make it look as if, he don't get in freedom. And then all his friends in the Facebook, they were congratulating, including some who are sitting down here now. So you are here. He has gotten his freedom. You are seeing the bondage here. You don't go follow and go get your freedom. You are a fool. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? You came here. Did we sign agreement before you came here? Do I need agreement before you will leave? And some, when they leave, finish, they want to come back, then they'll come and meet me in the office. Pastor, I've decided to come back. I say, why are you making it formal? It's a public place. Come and sit down. The only thing is, if you are holding a responsibility, then you should give them notice so that they'll bring a replacement. I mean, it's just normal to do that. You don't create problem with your going out away from a place. But to say, I go and pray, Lord, should I leave? Lord, should I leave? Now pray, you pray before you come here. You came freely. You go freely. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was saying, there's a brother here that has his son that we are praying for. He enter message, Pastor, maybe you are here now today. He called me a few days ago when I didn't see the boy again. We were praying for the boy. The last time we came, we prayed with him. Then he called me recently. He said, Pastor, I said, how is that boy now? He told me, Pastor, I took him. He's very much okay now. But I took him to one church near them there. He said, and there the pastor has been handling it. And the boy is, I said, the important is that the boy don't heal, Abi. He said, I said, praise God. But after the call, I know the church that he came out from. Now hide, go there. Because he's going to another church. Now hide, go there. But you see the liberty created here. He can call his pastor and say that the son you have been praying for, I have taken him to another church. And even telling me that he went there and the boy was healed. And that is how it should be. Don't cage yourself. You dare hear the boy no heal. You hear say somebody feel healer. You don't go there. You will die here for nothing. You are not going. I am here. I belong to a bride. I belong to a bride. Now here. If God no hear me here. Now here I go die. You will die a fool. Die a fool. Now that is going for a program. Going for something. I'm not saying. Where you choose to be your church is determined by a revelation you have. One man cannot have two pastors. My sheep hear my voice. And it is part of my voice now. I didn't say that we are the only ones. There is grace. God given his gifts to all men, even to the rebellious. Gift, as long as it's not a babalawo house. As long as they're not doing anything fetish. As long as it's the grace of God. And you know there is a program there for that you will receive your healing and deliverance. Not before one night place. Where you will go there? Money will you not give us here? You will carry God give them there. It's unfair. Oh. Don't go like that. Don't go and give them that type of money there. Come, put it here before you go there. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I only have a duty to warn you that some of these places you go, you carry more problem for yourself. So be sure, but when you are sure, you better go there. And when you go, search very well. We have been tutored in the world. We know how to use this Bible and know everybody. When you get there by the word, you see who they are. Just take off before another spirit will take you. And if you go there, problem, come to me and confess. I beg, sorry, sir. See where I go. They can't carry me go water. Then, as I come out from that water river, now so one spirit follow me from there, and I say they follow me, every day I go, they follow me, as long as you tell me where you go, we'll chase that spirit away. Amen. I am trying to tell you the liberty that we have.
and how foolish some people are until they will not exploit that liberty and get themselves tied up. I'm sure that pastor, when you go back to Abuja, you have received enough now. Plus this sermon, why are they talking now? Amen. You should have your freedom. The evidence that you have a call is that, see, they send you to a virgin place and you gather people. You even build the church. You are now building the pastor where you will live. Then they now carry you come up from there. Then bring another person. They say you should go again and start somewhere else. Haba. Haba. A laborer is worthy of his hire. Haba. 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 Monkey walk, babu go come chop. Haba. It's not proper now. But it's not wickedness. You are a threat to them. And if you have a genuine call in you, every one of you listening to me now, you have a genuine call and you are in such places, God, the evidence of a genuine call, that you will never have peace. Now, wahala, 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 wahala there, oh, until you come out. Because you don't belong there. You don't belong there. Go out and answer your call. Go out to your ministry. And stop working for men until you are working for God. Was Timothy working for Apostle Paul? Was Titus working for Apostle Paul? Who are the sons of the prophets that we are following Peter? Who are the sons of the prophets that we are following those apostles? They have coined it now, sons of the prophets, sons of the prophets, sons of the prophets. You are sons of the prophet. Your papa prophet. Now you they give up, now he they give you. Not be the carry offering every time, son of the prophet, son of the prophet, son of the prophet, and I bring offering, they can't give up. And some of them come to me, Pastor, I've listened to you. I want to subject my ministry unto you. See another fool. When you talk, I see another fool. See another fool. You see another fool. It is folly in display. Me, who am I subjecting myself to? Who am I? Did this church start at anybody's branch? We started four of us. In fact, I don't even have, all of them hate me. All the four places, they don't like me. Their members are coming. Running and coming here. They will come behind, sneak and come. Sneak and come. People I was with, sleeping, waking, eating every day for 5 years. They don't want their pastor to hear that they came here. You see the difference between the wise and foolish virgin? I was in the same church. The thing didn't catch me. In fact, that church, when I left, as at the day I was leaving, 1 month earlier, my father-in-law died and the church did everything, hired buses, carried everybody to my father-in-law's village. They did the burial, they supported us like anything. 1 month, oh. 1 month. And then, I was owing the pastor, 30,000 naira. So, by that, I should remain now. I go and say, Pastor, how they go? You people have been very wonderful brethren to me. You are very wonderful. But my spiritual life. And don't forget that your money, I will pay you as soon as I have it. And you know what? If I had remained there, I would not get that money to pay. And as soon as I left, 1 week after, money what they owe for how many? Nearly 1 year. Why don't you get to pay? As soon as I left, well, the next week, I got the money. I said, see that money where they owe you? I gave him. And I feel free. Anytime they have anything, I visit them. Brother, it's a wedding, I have it. Then, them now, they know if you come near me, the members, then, Bramosis, I beg, I am wedding. I need assistance. I said, I'll come now. You don't know where the church is. Come and see me. They will sneak and come. When they come, I say, your pastor knows say you come here. He say, no. I say, no. Tell them say you come here. If you tell them say you come here, I go give you the money. I know fit. I say, so why are you coming behind? Why are you coming behind? You agree with what he's doing there. You believe him. Then you are sneaking to come here. You don't know me for fellowship. They only know me to come and collect my money. That one, I know fully reach that level. I am wise.
Okay, maybe that's foolishness, because I told you I'm sometimes carnal too. It's Brother Cosmos, now you go give. But me now, I tell and say, now lie, go. But the truth is, just as the wedding was about to take place, I sent the money to him. I just wanted him to just, you know, think that he's bewitched. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now take note. Amen. Take note of something here. Amen. When we talk about foolish and wise virgins, it's important we take note of this, so that we will know where we belong. Where we belong. See, let me give you an example. Amen. Of some foolish characters in the Bible. Because of time, we cannot read. But just, you know, go and look for those stories. You know, the story of, in 2 Samuel chapter 1, the story of the war, the battle that went on between David's people and Saul. And then in the battle, Saul was killed. And this man ran, the man that killed Saul, took a spear. You know, if you read the story, you could see that it was Saul that demanded him to come and, you know, pierce him with that spear. Then he ran to David and was telling David, and he was an Amalekite. David asked him, how did Saul die? He was asking him and crying. David was crying. Why? Because he was the anointed of the Lord. You cannot lift your hand against the anointed of the Lord. Although as at that time David has been anointed to take over, but there cannot be two kings at the same time. So the God that anointed him will be the one to take that one away, not David. David, you collected that spear and killed him. It cost his life. But David also had the same opportunity to kill Saul one time. He just collected the sword and the evidence that I came here, I will have killed you. And Saul, look at you, say, you are more righteous than me. You see, the two groups of people, one is wise, one is foolish. What happened to the Amalekite? He died. What about him as? That saw something, you did not catch the complete message. You don't even know how to deliver the message. Everybody wants to be a preacher. Everybody wants to be a preacher. Okay, you are preacher, pastor. Okay, what is the message? Ahimaaz. It will take a fool to behave like that. You are running to go and say what? The way you reach there, I saw confusion. Confusion. But what happened? Kai. I don't know. So what was all this speed you are running to come? Because you are foolish. Another time again, a young prophet was sent to go and deliver a message. We know the story. The word of the Lord to him was, the road you enter should not be the same road you come out. Don't eat, don't drink water there. Just go and deliver the message and come back. He went there, and then an experienced prophet, it's happening even in this church, too. An experienced prophet. It's happening in the denomination. Son of the prophet. Sons of the prophet. Genuinely anointed. But they will go and subject themselves. Because somebody, they believe somebody was there before them. He's a prophet. He's a prophet in that same city. Why didn't God use him to deliver that message? That should have let you know he was already out of the will of God. It will take foolishness for you to listen to such an old prophet. And you saw how he ended. When he listened to that prophet and went back and ate. And that same prophet prophesied to him again his doom. His foolishness finished him. Killed him. As far as I also know, Jehoshaphat was foolish to go and join Ahab to go to battle. You saw how he suffered.
is foolishness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the most foolish thing that I see in Christianity today are those churches that the pastor will teach them how to speak in tongue. Open your mouth. Are you ready? Anything that comes, just say it. And I count 1, 2, 3, go, then you start. Are you ready? You're looking for baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongue, come forward. Are you ready? Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, go! That's right, that's right. You have it, that's right. Go on, that's right. That's right, that's right, that's right. That's right, that's right. Ha! Is something not telling you that you are the one speaking and not the Holy Ghost? It's the Holy Ghost that is supposed to speak through your voice, through your mouth. They speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Ah! You're a fool. If I don't say it like this, you will think you are wise. You're a fool, oh, it's foolishness. You are saying something that has a bearing in the scripture, a reference in the scripture. They speak as the Holy Ghost, the Spirit gave them utterance. You, your pastor, is giving you utterance. What are you saying? You know you are deceiving yourself. That's why I say you are a fool. It's only foolishness that will produce that type of life, lifestyle. Because here am I was in the same setting with you. I went, it was in 4 Square. It happened, so I can call the name of the place. Immediately I came out of the prison. There's a basement under there we went. If you want the Holy Ghost, go down. For those who come in for the first time. I follow one of their pastors that used to come to us in the prison. And they just released me from the prison. I went there. Okay? It's very easy. You are the one holding yourself. Hey, ka, 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 bo, 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 bo. He came to me. He said, speak now. I said, excuse me. I said, the Spirit never touched me yet. But can't you see the others are speaking? I said, maybe he touched them. Like me, you know, he never touched me. Please pray, 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 pray that he will touch me. He said, you see, you are the one holding yourself. I tap him. I say, I want the Holy Ghost of Acts chapter 2. I don't want this one. I don't want this one. I don't want this one. Hallelujah. What of you that claim you have Bible? You are reading your Bible. And before you go to places, they claim their churches. And you pay money for them to pray for you. You are a fool. Didn't the Bible say freely we receive, freely we give? So why are you going to pay? What are you paying for? Paying for deliverance. What are you paying for? You are paying for God. Are you a Catholic? It's Catholic religion that pay and pay and pay and pay and pay. Not Christianity. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For healing. You're going to buy anointing water. Buy anointing water. Oh. Hey. Jesus paid it all. I love that song. All to him I owe. Sin has left a Christ's day. He was
as white as snow.
When you see foolish people, when you see wise people, they are very smart. Very, very smart. The most foolish human being I have seen is Samson. Samson. So that you understand what and how did they end up? Samson, it cost him his life. Because of foolishness. What he was doing with that woman was foolishness. And another foolishness is everyone that has a Bible. You have a Bible and you are not reading it. You are not studying it.
despite your education. All the school where you go, you read the newspaper, you read all your group something, you read all the books where you read, you qualify, get what you want. But the book that will qualify you to go to heaven, you don't read it, is an action of foolishness. You're a fool. Praise the Lord. See one fool in Matthew 22. Everybody is to come for that wedding with a wedding garment. But he was sitting down there without the wedding garment. And so the governor of the feast, the whole of that parable in Matthew 22, had to ask. He said, "Friend, how come you enter here without wedding garment? Because you cannot come here without the wedding garment." And the man was speechless. He was speechless. Praise the Lord. And that wedding garment is the righteousness of the saints. Why will you say you are a bride of Jesus Christ and you are not dressed like the bride? Why will you say you are the bride? Others are getting themselves ready and you are not dressed like the bride. All that is required is totally absent. We shall conclude that next time. That's a foolish action. I know why you are waiting for me to reach. I will reach there very soon. So we are there, in the millennium or not. When we get there, we'll prove it by the Bible. But it was important I say these things. Can we stand up, church?